dreams and visions are the inheritance of the believer, and it's an incredible way to hear from God. And you know, for me, Christy, when it's like when I'm dreaming, these days we're so surrounded by distraction and noise, and when I'm dreaming, I'm quiet. And you can't ignore the voice of the Lord when you're dreaming. You know, it's
that's so true. And that's why he talks to us in our dreams a lot of times, because he can get our attention. I believe he's many times trying to talk to us about things, but we are so distracted. We are so busy, and we don't recognize what he's trying to say to us. But when we are asleep, he's got our full attention. And I do believe that's why our dreams are so important.
And biblically, it's the promise of God. In Joel 2:28, God promised, "The last days I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh." And I think that's part we, you know, forget, all flesh. So,
right.
You know, the Bible says the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, not just the glory of the Lord, but the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I think, you know, can a nation be saved in a day? Can the planet have an impacted encounter with God in a day? Yes, it can. Why? Because the earth is already full of the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. And the Bible says that he'll pour his spirit out on all flesh. That means nothing and no one left out. And so you take and put those things together and you recognize, okay, wait a minute, all of us are eligible for this. And so whether you're like, whether you're watching this, you're like me and you feel like a novice, and I kind of do. I mean, I've been a believer for a long time, been ministering for a long time, but I still in this area feel like a novice. I'm starting to realize, Christy, this is my inheritance.
Like, amen.
You know, I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. And so I don't know if, you know, dreaming more means that I'm getting older or what that's about. But anyway.
But he's got important things to say. And we need to, we do need to steward this as sons and daughters of the Lord, because he's talking. And I equate it to having like the best big screen TV possible. And if we're ignoring it, we're just leaving the TV off. Like, why would you not utilize some amazing gift that the Lord has given you? And he's given it to all his children. But we do have to learn how to recognize. And many times as we're adults, we've learned to shut it down. And for lots of different reasons. Gary and I have two sons, and our younger son dreamt a lot. Where they both were dreamers, but dreamt a lot. But we didn't know how to help them steward the dreams. And right before September 11th, our younger son dreamt, it was before it happened, he dreamt about it. And he dreamt that planes flew into buildings, and he saw Gary up near the top of the building, my husband, and it just scared him. And he kind of shut down his dreaming because he was scared. And I believe that the enemy does this to our kids sometimes. So as adults, learning not only to steward our own dreams, but to teach the next generations how to steward their dreams is extremely important. And God does talk through children to their parents, and he many times has things to say to the kids about how to help the family line be healed and things like that. So we want to just help kids pay attention and teach them that it's not a weird thing. It's not a scary thing. One of the things John Paul Jackson did teach us is how to teach children how to cause your spirit to be prominent over your soul and your body. You know, we're tripartite beings, right? Yes. We are created. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ is First Thessalonians 5:23. Yeah. And that's an important verse in learning we're tripartite. We're created in the image of a tripartite God. But if your soul, which is your mind, will, and emotions, is in charge, the enemy can really beat you up through your dreams. And so learning how to kind of put your soul before you go to sleep under the protection of your spirit connected to God's spirit is one way to get only what God is intending for you to know in your dream life, not what the enemy's trying to bully you with. And
so, let me ask you a question here, because this brings up something I don't want to forget. I noticed people will ask this question often, and I wonder what Christy would say. And that is that, how do you know whether a dream is from God, from me, or from the devil, and what causes the kind of the cross, I would say the crossed signals where maybe both of them are getting in, maybe even on the same night, and how can we uncross the wires?
Well, like spiritual alignment is a big part of that. And what we teach people a lot at Dare to Believe is to bless your spirit and bless your spirit and command your spirit to connect fully with God's Holy Spirit. Because wherever you go in the spiritual realm, you want the Lord to be your direction.
Okay.
And that's an insurance that keeps you, because the spiritual realm is vast, and there's a lot of garbage out there. There's a lot of horrible stuff out there in the spiritual realm that we do not want to be listening to. And so when you connect your spirit to God's Holy Spirit, there's a connection there that protects you. You command your soul to come into alignment under your spirit, which is connected to God's spirit, which is then another layer of protection, and your body as well. And then invite Holy Spirit to flow through you. So that's one way. But as also, God is light, and in him there is no darkness, right?
Yeah, right.
And so the amount of light and color in a dream, and there's lots of scripture we do a lot of Bible study on this, because there's a lot of talk in the scriptures, God describing himself with light and color. He did all of creation. Jesus said, don't hide your light under a bushel. I'm the light of the world. All those things where he talks about being the light. And light, when it goes through a prism, is the rainbow, which is seven colors, right? And seven spirits of God. And there's a lot to that. And so the amount of light and color in a dream is one indicator of how much of God's truth is coming through in a dream. So you can have, sometimes you have dreams that are really muted in color. Like you see some color, but it looks like almost, it's almost dark or it's dusky. That means there's some interference to what you are hearing. Sometimes you get black and white dreams, and that'll tell you that you are seeing the enemy's plan. It's not God's plan. You're seeing the enemy's
okay.
plan.
So not necessarily that means that it's like a dream from the enemy, but you're actually getting to see into the enemy's plans in that way.
Yeah. And
it's
I
really
believe the Lord, and when you, even when you're in the protection of the Lord, he will let you see the enemy's plan, because,
right.
if you're playing a football game and you know the enemy's game plan, you can
right.
undermine the enemy. I had
yes.
a really, really clear black and white dream. And I'm talking 25 or so years ago. But I was just starting to move in all this. I told you that I was a good Lutheran woman, and and then the Holy Spirit starts moving, messes up my life, and all in a good way. And
yes.
I started moving these things. And I had just started connecting with John Paul and his team. And I had heard this about black and white dreams, but I'm like, I don't even know if I've ever had a black and white dream. But, John Paul always said, you'll know it. You'll know it when you're dreaming it. Just don't worry about it. It'll be clear to you. You'll just like, so I did start having a black and white dream. And I remember in my dream going, oh, this is one of those black and white dreams. I remember thinking that while I'm dreaming. And in the dream, I'm walking through a forest on a path, and it's totally black and white. And there's trees on both sides. And the thing about trees are leaders, usually, because the cedars of Lebanon represent leaders metaphorically in scripture. That's the beauty
yeah.
of scripture, is there's so much metaphor, and that's, dreams are mostly metaphorical. So if you look in scripture and you want to learn to understand dream language, study the dreams in scripture. Most of the dreams we are given the interpretation in scripture, and see how the metaphor translates over, or Psalms or Proverbs. It's all metaphorical. Jesus talked in parables. That's all metaphorical. So study
yes.
those things.
Yes.
But in this dream, so I'm walking on this path. It's just a path in the woods, trees on both sides, and there's a rock in the middle of the path. And as I go to step over the rock, it turns into a snake, and it bites me on my right calf. And the next thing I, the next scene, it was kind of like a movie. Dreams can be like movies. I wake up, I'm in a hospital bed, and somebody's standing over me saying, I thought we were going to lose you, but it looks like you're going to make it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is a, so I emailed it into John Paul Jackson's ministry, and they did dream interpretation, and they would send, but they, I got an email back right away saying, sorry, but we have so many dream interpretations that we can't get to yours for a while. And then the next day I got an email back saying, hey, wait a minute, we looked at your dream and this is important. The enemy wants to take you out, and your right side is what you are breaking through, what you are breaking through in your walk. Well, that's exactly what was happening to me.
Wow.
I was breaking through in some spiritual things in my walk. You have leaders on either side of you, but you're walking this path with leaders alongside you. And the enemy is going to try to take you out by poisoning what you are breaking through in your walk. but you will make it. And so they said, get intercessors around you and get them praying. And so that's what I did right away. Got
Wow.
intercessors around me, and they prayed about the situation, and I'm still here and I'm still doing the ministry. So that, the Lord gave, let me see the enemy's plan. It was a black and white dream, so I knew it wasn't the Lord's plan. I knew it was the enemy's plan. And the Lord brought the intercessors in, and God had his way, not the enemy had his way. So the light and color that you have in a dream, but also the emotion. Sometimes God will give us correction in a dream, or reprimand us in a dream, or let us know something tough is coming in a dream. But a dream from the Lord will always end with some sort of hope. When you're getting a dream that where the enemy is influencing it too much, it will end with a hopeless feeling or a tragic feel end or something,
Sure.
So light and color and emotion are the biggest indicators of whether it's from the Lord, whether it's from the enemy. And some of our dreams are just from ourselves. It's just our
Yeah.
soul processing life. Not every dream is from the Lord, for sure.
So I
But the
love that
ones.
the understanding of that sometimes it's just the soul processing life, because I think for years that was most of the dreams that I was getting, and it was just like, just sort of like living in a story and processing through the emotions of the day. And then all of a sudden, you'd have this dream and think, I'd wake up thinking, is this from God? But I've started recognizing that. And I haven't noticed so much about the color, although I do notice color in dreams more and more these days. But that's interesting. I'm going to pay close attention to that. I have noticed in the scriptures that God uses dreams primarily for three things. And I think maybe this is one of the reasons why we're doing this class, because I think these three things are necessary for the body of Christ today. But one is to free the oppressed, free people who are in oppression or people who are in bondage, in a sense of maybe a prison of maybe a religious system, maybe a sinful lifestyle, maybe something that's taking away from their destiny or keeping them from rising their potential. So to liberate or to free people, who the sun sets free is free indeed. So we're partnering with God in processing dreams and releasing those as, in a sense, maybe prophetic declarations or words over people of direction. There should result in some level of freedom to people. I also noticed that dreams are used in the scripture to liberate nations, which is amazing. And I feel like God is going to start giving people dreams that are more than just for even them or their family, but are for their nation. And then, giving you strategies on what to
And
do
some of those
with
are
that.
intercessory dreams, and usually in a, you know, and it's an inter, you know, th there's three ways that you usually see what's going on in a dream. Sometimes it's all about you. Like you are the center of the dream. Things are ha like the dream I had with walking through. There was nobody else in the dream. It was all about me. It was, so the Lord was telling me something about my life. Sometimes it's you and a group of people or another person. So it's about the Lord's telling you about you and a relationship you have, or a group of people you're working with or something. But then sometimes you are just off in the corner watching something happen. Like you're watching a movie or something. You're not interacting with the dream at all. Those dreams are generally for intercession. So those dreams are generally the Lord saying, this is what's happening. And especially for nations, this is what's happening for that nation. This is how I want you to agree in prayer over this. Like when things happen, like September 11th, or whether the assassination that happened last week, or anything like that, the Lord many times will tell his people in dreams and tell them to intercede and to pray. So when we get a dream like that, that's scary. If we're watching it and that there looks like there's maybe some hope at the end, that's probably the Lord telling you. Your prayers are going to make a difference in that country, in that situation, in that people group. So intercede into that.
Come on. I've also noticed, I think one other way that really I've noticed dreams affecting people is it turns people's hearts back to the Lord. Turning people's hearts back to God. I'd see, I was reading this week in Job 33, how Job finds himself confronted with the reality of the voice of God actually in our lives. Whether we know what we're hearing or not, God is speaking to us, whether we recognize it or not. And so often, I think it's dreams and visions of the night that when sleep falls on us, the Bible says, "Though we sleep, our heart is awake." Talk a little bit about like dream and vision,
Well,
the
and that
between
piece, I
those
love
two.
that verse in dreams and visions of the night where the Lord will lock things up in us. If you notice that in that verse,
Yes.
Job
Job
33,
33,
9,
yeah.
right? But so there are times when God does lock it up in us. And so people sometimes, when they're starting to enter into understanding their dreams or pay attention to their dreams, they kind of put the burden on themselves, like, oh my gosh, I've got to figure out what God's saying. And they actually get overwhelmed with it. And it gets, that's not what the Lord wants. And there are, if he, it's in your spirit. So the Lord does lock it into your spirit, even if your soul doesn't remember what happened or doesn't understand what happened. The Lord, your spirit gets it. Your spirit understands what's going on, even if your soul doesn't. And your soul is your mind, will, and emotions. And the Lord will lock it up in your soul. Your soul might not remember, but then later on, you will remember what you need to remember. Let the Lord be in charge of that, and don't take the burden on yourself as much. And but submit yourself to the Lord and say, Lord, give me whatever you want in this dream, and go ahead and lock it up, but help me remember what you want me to know. And many times people will say, well, that feels like deja vu, like I've been there before, or I've dreamt that before, or I you will, the Lord will unlock it when you need it. So to just rest and trust him more than you trust yourself, because he's like a good father. He wants you to understand what he's saying to you. He's not just giving you a puzzle and it's a test, and you got to do the Rubik's Cube with the dream, or you're in trouble with God. But we take that on sometimes. We get so literal with, I've got to figure it all out myself. And that's not the truth. He wants you to understand. And dreams are like prayers. I believe that you can just continue to talk to the Lord about it. It's a continuing conversation. It's not just, he's going to throw something on your lap and it's up to you to figure out. He wants you to say, okay, thank you, Lord. I'm understanding as much as I can, but please tell me more about this. Or I've got questions about this. What are you saying here? And please tell me more. And he will help you to get that discernment. He's a good father.
I have seen God use dreams to impact our lives. Now, I've seen people like live their entire life by their dreams. And so it's almost like every dream's from God. They haven't taken the time to really stop and discern. And it's kind of like, maybe one in a few is from God, but then they're also like running into a ditch. And so I love asking people, if you ask questions about this. And I think God loves to start a conversation with us. He spurs on conversation because he's interested in a dynamic relationship. So I figured this one out, and that is when God gives you a dream, you don't just shut off communication with the Lord and just let the dream itself be the blueprint, that you go to God with every detail of the dream. And Tracy and I had an experience where the Lord, just without going into all the details of it, the Lord took us from Texas to Florida through a prophetic dream. We wouldn't have been in Florida had it not been for a dream. And in the dream, I saw a man, I saw I had a memory of an experience that I had when I was young. And in the experience, I saw a man that I hadn't seen in 40 plus years. And I hadn't thought of in all these years. He was a friend of my dad's. Woke up the next morning and reached out, found him on Facebook and reached out. And Tracy and I were looking at the possibility of moving to Florida. And we had chosen a particular town in Florida. A lot of towns in Florida, and this one's only like 10,000 people, but we had chosen a particular town in Florida that we were aiming at. And at that night, I got that dream and reached out, sent him a message on Facebook and Messenger, and he messaged me back the next morning and said, "Here's my number, give me a call." We reconnected online, and I said, "Where are you living these days?" And the last I had heard, he was up in New York City working with David Wilkerson at Times Square Church. And he said, "Well, we've retired and we moved down to," and he mentioned the exact same town we were looking at the night before. That point, I was like, "Oh boy, here we are." And in that dream, there was numbers attached to it. When we got there, he and I were walking around town. We saw numbers, like it was just, it, and we ended. So yeah, it reconnected us. It took us to Florida. It opened up an entire season of miracles in our lives. So I understand how important these things can be. But it's like the burning bush with Moses. They're just as easy to miss as they are to catch. And so I want people to catch all the dreams that God wants to give them, especially right now, because liberating nations, freeing the oppressed, and turning hearts of people back to God is a big deal to him. And he's used dreams to do all three of those in the scriptures. So, what are some things that people need to know if we're just like launching out, we're starting with, coming to an awareness of the fact that God does speak this way? What's some dreaming 101, dreaming with God 101 that we
Well,
need
I would say
to get
paying
established?
attention to your dreams, first of all, and recording them. And pe different people record different ways. There's You can get journals. John Paul Jackson wrote a a dream journal that's really good if you are good at writing things out. I have so many dream journals and I lose them all the time because I that doesn't work for me. So I have to put it into my laptop. I use Evernote to keep track of my dreams and I do keywords and stuff so I can go back and find them. But I record your dream somehow. And what I will do first of all is I'll wake up and I will voice message myself something that will remind me of the dream. And Daniel, when he talks about recording dreams, he says just write down the substance of the dream. If you look in the book of Daniel, and I don't have the exact location of that, the Bible verse, but he does talk about just write down the substance of the dream.
Yes.
So really what that means is just write down an outline, just write out a few things. And what you will notice is when you go back the next day and try to type in your dream or put it into your journal, you will remember the dream. It's almost like a video the Lord brings back to you. So just write it down, work on capturing it. The Lord will give you more. He will train you. I encourage you to do the training on either Streams Ministries or we got to Dare to Believe as well. We have training on how to understand dreams. People want dream interpretation tools, and we do teach tools. There are some really good, helpful tools we teach you. But your main source of dream interpretation is always Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
He has to be first. And the Holy Spirit's doing all that. So knowing how to discern and listen to Holy Spirit, understand so he can tell you what their dream means. He can tell people what the confirmation is, because you can tell when you interpret a dream for somebody, you can tell when it hits their spirit. You can tell when it's
Right.
like, and it only hits their spirit because the Lord's already telling them those things. The Holy Spirit's already telling them. So it's just the Lord working together. But then on top of what the Holy Spirit is doing, he teaches us some tools that we share with people to even get more, to go deeper with what the Lord is saying.